I just want to bring something up. Wendell didn't in his speech, but Wendell is someone who saw 11 rather remarkable photographs of San Francisco, and I just want to ask Wendell to tell you about this, if you would.
Okay, Billy was taken on a trip in time, and Semyasi asked him what he would like to see. And he said, I would like to see San Francisco and the next big earthquake that's been forecast or predicted for it. So she took him someplace in time and showed him San Francisco undergoing a major earthquake where it was shaking buildings down. And and she allowed him to take pictures on the viewing screens with his camera. And there was one picture of the Transamerica Tower breaking about two-thirds of the way up from the upper right-hand side as you looked at it from, I think, from the east down to the lower half left-hand side at about a 30-degree angle, and it was beginning to slide off. And there was plumes of fire and plumes of smoke and plumes of water from the broken lines and pipes and everything in the photograph. Now, as soon as the photograph, first problem came is when Billy came home with the pictures. Lee and I and Tom and Britt were sitting around the kitchen table, and he opened the envelope and looked at them and passed them around. And we all looked at the pictures. And there wasn't just one picture. There were 11 pictures in the envelope. The 11 pictures showed different scenes of San Francisco going down. And after that, just a few days after that, Semyasi picked Meyer up again and said she wanted to have to take the pictures to look at the negatives. And when she refused to give them back, she said, you showed the pictures against our instructions to others that can affect the lives of a lot of people, and we're not going to return the pictures to you. So he never got them back. All it was ever saw was the 11 that we looked at. And the one picture that had the Transamerica Tower in it matched a painting that was done for GEO magazine by a staff artist fairly closely, but not really exact. The buildings were the same, but the plumes of smoke and fire and gas were not in the painting. A few of them were, but not like in the picture that we saw. And other buildings were collapsing. There was a rectangular building with towers on both ends, and the towers were falling in, smashing the middle, and things like that. There was also, we were looking for cars in the streets to try to gauge some time for this to happen. And the cars that we couldn't recognize on the street, and there weren't too many on the street, by the way, the streets were not completely closed as in the GEO painting. The GEO painting showed the streets impassable for emergency vehicles. In Billy's pictures, they were not impassable. It could have been cleared with a bulldozer or something like that. But we were looking for a time somehow, and so there were a number of cars shown in the pictures. And the car that we had never seen was a car that looked more like a Volkswagen than anything else, a smooth contoured car. It has tiny fins beginning to be drawn up on the rear fenders, and it had glass. The windshield glass came clear back to the back of the front door. So that the front door in the car opened in a glass frame. And we haven't seen anything like that yet, but we do see the skylights getting bigger and bigger and going farther back. So it's not going to happen tomorrow, but it may happen in the next 10 or 15 years. And those other 11 pictures were quite graphic. They showed some scenes that overlapped, so we could see that as we looked at the pictures that they were all related, and it was very impressive to see. It looked like a lot of destruction, but they told Billy at the same time that this could be avoided by mass mind concentration, people that gave up harmful ideas and wars and things like that add energy, negative energy to the situation. Enough of that could have stalled us all off. It didn't have to happen.
The future potentials are there. Now, somehow, like Billy, you probably are aware, was taken forward in time and had taken pictures of the future events, World War III and what's coming on from there.
Yeah.
Well, I saw the destruction. I mean, I saw all the pictures of San Francisco. I couldn't get Billy to come over to the United States to appear in court. If I saw the pictures, I'm aware of what the Global 2000 agenda is, which
yes.
calls for war to
well,
get...
Well, Iron Mountain, the Iron Mountain report is
sure.
the same thing.
Same
right?
thing, yeah. To get a war started in the Middle East, which is to spread to the United States, right?
Right.
Well, San Francisco's destroyed before the war. It's not a nuclear explosion. So we're right on the precipice. I'm also monitoring right now. I talked to out in California this morning. There were three earthquakes out there. Now, they only release the stuff. It's over three. There's over 1,000 a day. It's like a little chip, you know,
sure.
a cracker.
Absolutely.
So we know it's going to break at any time right now. It's coming up to the point when the San Andreas is going to move. I was with the TV crews up in Sacramento. They're ready for it at any time. They know that it's, and the scientists I talked to up there said, well, we think it's going to go a minimum of 18 feet. Well, that totally wipes out Southern California. All the water, the whole game, whole thing comes apart. When I got all this data.
I have dreams of the future that tell me things like this, and I've seen San Francisco.
Okay, well, then you've got the same thing. Well, I moved. I said, enough of this. You know, I had a house 2 blocks from the Beverly Hills Hotel. I got out of there. I had a nice house at La Costa, you know, North County, San Diego.
Right.
I'm gone out of California.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking all the rest of the thing. How do I maintain balance? Now, what we didn't, when we talked before, when I agreed, when I said no to the doing the job to being the finance chairman, this is where the story continues on. When I said no to do that, then that was on Monday. That Friday, my lead banker calls me in the office and says, George, you're no longer one of us. I got to call all your loans. I mean, I was under construction. So anyway, it took me a couple of years to unwind myself. And I said, I don't want any more part of this. But then I got really deep into the Global 2000 agenda of population reduction. Then's when I really started to get into, wait a minute, we got to wake people up.
Well, when you say you got into it, you mean you...
Well, I sat in with the governor. We're talking about wiping out the American population down to 20 million.
Well, you agree... This is after you got offered that job?
Oh, yeah.
And so, in a certain sense, you were still kind of like...
Well, I know
going
what was
going
on.
Program?
No, I just...
Or are you just trying to educate yourself?
Well, I'm educating, but I also was saying, okay, I know what their agenda is. They won't bother me particularly, right? It's only when I started to... publicly say what they're coming down is I started to get the reverberations at any point. It's like when the feds themselves, you know, the Federal Reserve, they didn't like me because I learned how to break banks,
mm-hmm.
which was...
Well, okay, how long after the time when you had this sort of realization moment...
The Billy Meyer thing really opened up everything, and within the period of, let's say, a year, I started to say, wait a minute, what I'm doing is not correct. The population... reduction scheme that they're going to do, the world, the money game, and hell, I made my own bank outside the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I've already done that. I've been there, done that game. Well, let's go on to something bigger. Well, then I made my agreement with the ET. I mean, in fact, I told them, I says, if my word's no good, nothing is. Well, what do you have?
Oh, absolutely.
So anyway, the information
did
I had.
Wait. Did you tell them telepathically?
No, I told them to like you and I. I mean, we're sitting here.
You talked out loud?
We're talking out loud. I mean, we're talking about how...
Are you talking about the ones that are walking around that look like humans that you talk to?
Yeah, these are humans, yeah.
Okay.
But not Pleiadians, above the Pleiadians.
Really?